Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just saying this indirectly, then I'm going to talk about other things. The people who I know, like I knew them in college, or I knew them in the past, or perhaps I knew them in upstate New York, Buffalo, I think I consider them strangers if I haven't known them. If they listen to my podcast or see me online and listen to these podcasts, I think it's a concern. They should not, because there's a concern. You know, I heard this, like, you know, sister in gossip or whatever. You know, I'm not a celebrity. You know, I come out to L.A., to be one, you know, to be in the music industry. I still haven't given up on my dreams. That's my dream, to make a living as a songwriter, singer, you know. It hasn't came true to make a good living on it, to actually pay a mortgage or rent or whatever, but it really is what I came out here for. But I had to have something to fall back on, or maybe I saw somebody at CISA, or maybe I saw somebody at a university, or maybe I saw somebody in my hometown. They don't need to worry about me. I'm an entertainer. A lot of millions of people are doing podcasts. Tons. Free. It's free to do. Sure is. You can be famous just like that. I am fame in the sense of being famous, but I don't think Hollywood people know me. I actually want to make a song. That's what I prefer to do. You know, be like Diane Warren, or be like Desmond Child. But then again, I do want to be like Steve Tyler. I do want to be like, you know, sing a lead in the band or sing. And, you know, people could say I can't sing or I can't write. People say I can write and can't say I can't sing. I don't care about the opinions. I've been through that for so long. It's like it goes through one ear and out the other. I continue doing it anyway. And, you know, it's painful that, you know, I have experience. I suffer still after all these years. But I'm still an entertainer, and I don't want to do it for no hobby. I'm not doing it for no, you know, I'm doing it, you know, because it's part of who I am. It really is. The reason why I got involved in entertainment, why I wanted to be a singer, and why I wanted to be a musician and all that stuff, I also do my own videos, was because of very bad experiences as a child. Yes, very bad limiting experiences which didn't allow me to be myself, especially when I was a child. I felt my childhood was so limiting that, but I had to do what I had to do. It was so bad that the first time I felt any type of freedom to be myself was when I was 18, when I was an adult. I had that power to take control. And, you know, I should have felt like myself throughout my childhood. So it's important that children who are having their childhoods now, people get involved to make sure they be a child, be themselves, have a normal life, be nice, quiet life. The parents take care of them, and then they allowed to, you know, have fun and be a child, not live in a house where it's violent, not punish them or beat them because they left a cup on the table, not be verbally abused or sexually abused, not be subjected to torment and pain. And unfortunately, children can be cruel. I experienced it too at my grammar school and high school, where children were cruel. It can cause scarring situations. Sometimes a lot of tragedies have happened. Children don't have the capacity, even as teenagers, to be sensitive and aware of other people's feelings sometimes, because they're not developed yet. So there's bullies and so on. And that happens a lot with children, but they need a parent or somebody to protect them from that, to say that, you know, you're going to be okay. Sometimes some children don't go through that at all. They need to have friends, and they feel accepted. They're not made fun of. For me, I didn't have that at all. I didn't go to the prom. I didn't have my first car at 16. I didn't have my first date. That was all deprived. It was too restrictive. I was trying to be myself, but lack of a life, like living like a zombie, led me to be wanting to sing and to be scream, scream out my dreams to be a rock star. So those childhood dreams developed so I can be me. Because I actually, if I had a normal life, a more normal life, I probably would have been an intellectual. I probably stay intellectual, you know, intellectual, but I was hard, you know. Unfortunately, my dreams didn't come true. So it was another slap in the face of a very bad life. So I had to express myself. So I'm okay. It's not a life that I want to do. I mean, podcasting is great. I prefer to be on stage screaming out a song or singing a song or at least writing it for somebody to do it for a living and to have that dream come true that never occurred. And it was so painful to know to not be accepted in the society. I expressed myself through podcasts. So feeling like a reject and not being accepted by society does take a toll on me in the past. Now I'm stronger enough to know that I'm a great person inside and out. I'm a beautiful person no matter what they say. Yes, I still get made fun of. I was made fun of all the time. People think I'm look weird and stuff. And I'm going to be okay, you know, one day at a time. I have to, you know, I have to express myself. One thing is I wasn't allowed to express myself. So when I was a child, I couldn't talk. I had to keep quiet, keep everything to myself. And I was allowed to express my pain or my complaints. If I had a complaint or say anything, I knew I couldn't say it because I'd be punished for it. So to survive, I had to keep quiet throughout my childhood and through teenagehood and to adulthood so where I can express. So the first time I expressed myself was singing. So that's why I need to express myself. It's important to express yourself. Because if you don't express yourself, it could turn inward and hurt your self-esteem. And, you know, being on podcasts is one way to express yourself. Writing a song, like I write the lyrics to songs. I write the lyrics to music because I came out here to do it for a career that never happened. So it's painful that I was not accepted. So I had to teach myself not to take people's opinions seriously because even if the world don't accept me, I had to accept myself. So I'm going to be good. I had to be good to myself and still there's things I could do. I wrote about it. You know, my voice was not as developed, but it developed in its own way and I know I could sing. But the songwriting was just something that came about and I did not know how to express it except through deep experiences. You know, when I listened to Kurt Cobain singing that stuff, I was like, I was the same way. I wasn't thinking about anything when I recorded an album about commercial or anything. It just expressed thyself. So it was good to express thyself because that's what I need to do. Like I wrote a song about trauma. It was about living on the street and it was about not, you know, I was in a bad place, but I developed healthy ways to express thyself because I had to be good to myself. Because, you know, that's what I had to do, be good to thyself. Always be good to thyself, no matter what's going on. I'll be okay. Even though it's hard, you know, I wasn't accepted into that great job. You know, I wasn't given that chance. I was to be what I want to be. And that's true in the real life too. I get made fun of or be called names all the time when I walk outside. But I know that something is wrong with them because they got mental problems. Something they got way more mental problems than me. And I don't think about them because, you know, when someone makes fun of me for no reason or target me or call me names, you know, I have to ignore them. When someone used a racial slur at me, they are racist. Something wrong with them. They're evil. They got a mental problem, criminal. I stay away from them. That's negative. So I look at the people who don't make fun of me and who respect me. So they the ones who get my attention. For those people I consider stronger or wiser. So I know I'm okay despite all the hardships. But this was my song called Trauma. I written it and I did record it, but I was developing my songwriting. You know, it was a song that I had to write, but it was over when I done it. I did perform it in places in L.A., but it was okay. You know, when I was young, I was looking for applause because I thought, well, I didn't have it in my hometown. I didn't have it when I was younger. You know, I didn't have it in education. I didn't have it there. I felt out of place, so I had to have it in Hollywood where I could be me and be the star I can be. But it didn't happen. So I have to, you know, yeah, the self-esteem issues could come into play, but I'm okay. But, you know, to the people who I know, that's why I express myself. I had to be a podcaster. I had to be an artist. I'm an intellectual because I learned a lot about life early. From horrific experiences to I learned through very wise people about being who I am. So, and I took what they said, you know, because they were wise, and I guess they knew where I was going. They said, "Be yourself. Don't worry about what other people say about me. That God made me, and I'm very much who I am. I got all the stuff I need. I'm okay. It's not if they make fun of me." Does they think I'm too odd or too way out for no reason, then something wrong with them. And then I realized, like, I tested that situation, and I started to get wiser because I realized, oh, the tormentors are really messed up in the head. Some of them are dangerous, you know. It's true. When you're negative, you do bad things. When you have low self-esteem and you're a negative person or you have some mental problem or you're a criminal or you got some something seriously wrong with you, you're going to target innocent people. You're going to put other people down. That's just basic common sense. You're going to violate boundaries. And when it goes to an extreme, these type of people can be very dangerous. And I was looking at the serial killer. The serial killer was put in a mental hospital before in Maine. He targeted people who were strangers. He took their lives, and that was so tragic. And that's what happened when police and when mental health people and mental health or the society take people who don't know how to respect strangers and people who target strangers for no reason who don't know how to mind their business and put them in, you know, mental hospitals and get them the medication they need. Because these people get capable of doing things. So when somebody targets somebody, put somebody down for no reason, make fun of them, something wrong with them. They're crazy. Either they got a mental problem or they're criminal. And they could be dangerous. And when one of those people could end up like the guy in Maine. And we don't want that. So you have to take care of people who are mentally ill, unstable, whether they're a neighbor or a person out there, and put them away so we all can feel safe. Yes, I'm aware. I learned a lot. But I'm an entertainer because I have to express myself in more ways than one. I write books. I became a podcaster, and I did sing. But I don't want people, you know, if they think I'm a celebrity or not, because I don't consider myself a celebrity. I'm not known on ABC or NBC. Of course, I want my songs to be on, you know, the top 10 of chart Billboard, but it hasn't happened yet. My dream hasn't happened. So don't come over here and you think I'm a celebrity or because I'm on podcast, you know, because that's what some people do, in my opinion. But, again, know the difference about people. It doesn't matter where they come from, what they look like. And where they come from, when people outside or somebody call me the N-word, they're racist, something wrong with them mentally, they're criminal, they're sociopath, I stay away from them. There's something seriously wrong with them. They need to go be locked up. It's true. They're capable of danger. They're negative. You stay away from those people. Positive people are people who are well and law-abiding people, people who know how to follow the law, don't need to make fun of people. They don't harass people. They don't put people down, use racial slurs, try to press people buttons. When you try to press people buttons all the time, you've got to be crazy or deranged, especially a stranger or anybody, even if you know them. So respect strangers and boundaries. Another thing about dangerous people, mentally ill people, is they don't know how to respect boundaries. So we have to be careful, keep those people away. They get the help they need with medication or, you know, go to prison if they need to rehabilitate them, then that's good for them and society. Well-balanced people, law-abiding people, people who are stable, don't put people down, and they do not violate boundaries of other people. Buildings, private area, whatever. Come up to somebody and just start putting them down. Something's wrong. Well, anyway, that's who I am. I like to talk about that. I like to talk about what's going on in the country. I like to talk about my topics, you know, is versatile. Sometimes I talk about politics, not too much. I don't like to get in that field, but I do. But sometimes I talk about, you know, astrology, and then I talk about philosophy, and then I talk about a little bit of psychology, and then I talk about my music because I am an artist. That's what I want to do. It didn't come true. And that's the sad thing. It didn't come true yet, and that's what I really want to do. So I'm not giving up on my dream. Don't give up on your dream. Express yourself. That's my advice. And stay away from evil, dangerous people. You know what those types are, whether you know them or not. You'll be safe. Life can be difficult. It has been difficult for me. Still is. There are things I don't like and limitations that I still am limited. Health-wise, I mean, stuff come up. You know, I'm still dealing with things I should not be dealing with, but I'm still living and I'm still a good person and I'm going to be okay. Because God made me not another human being. So I'm made to be on this earth, so I'm going to live as long as I can naturally. So love yourself. I have to love myself because if I love myself, which is the main thing, I can overcome anything or anybody else. I'm a great person, and so are you. Love, self-love conquers all. Because if I love myself, I can love someone else, and that's the main thing. Be good to people and do the best I can. I'm going to have good days and bad days, but that's a human being. Everybody's on different levels and stages, whether they're wealthy or poor or going through more struggles or not. I'm one of the people who went through more struggles than others, then I'm going to be okay. So we should not make fun of people and put down people. Because if you do on those stages or make fun of somebody who's different than you, something's wrong with you, something's wrong with them or you or whoever. You stay away from negative people. Stay away from negative people. And negative people could be mentally ill or dangerous. Be good to yourself. Be good to other people. If you're concerned about something, follow the law. Those laws are made, those civil codes, the penal codes are made to protect us. We have to follow laws in order to have stability in the society. So when you know who's a good person, just look at the way they act. They're nice to you, vacuum all the time, that's a good person. A bad person knows how to make fun of you, knows how to put you down. And they could be mentally ill and something wrong with them mentally. And dangerous. Stay away from them. Be positive, and everything will be okay. Because I'm going to be okay. I'm positive. I don't need to put other people down who I don't know or do. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.